AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, as we continue to social distance with interviews via the live line, we do have Sheriff Kevin Powles with us. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Tim.
And we have Mary Ingham with us, too, from Crisis Intervention. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
And you and I had a chance to visit a little bit last week, too, so you're becoming a regular Monday guest on the show, I guess.
It's a great way for your listeners to start off the week.
I guess so, absolutely. what have we got going now this month of October coming up? I know there's some things happening that you guys are really involved with.
Sure. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and you know it's a month where we make sure, you know, at our office and the sheriff's office, every day is Domestic Violence Awareness Day. We're very keenly aware, but this is a month where we really want to focus and make sure that every single person in North Iowa knows about help and support that's available in their community, that help is literally a phone call away. So our number one goal is to make sure that every victim knows that help is available. And then we also, you know, our secondary goal is to hopefully put Crisis Intervention Service out of business by eliminating violence in North Iowa. So we've got two goals this year.
Yeah, and all of this happening in a pandemic, how does that affect some of the things you have planned?
Well, start off with our first activity for this Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. We're going to do it Facebook Live rather than in person this year for our first event Friday, October 2nd.
How will that work? What are we going to be talking about on that day?
Well, on Friday, October 2nd from noon to 1, we're going to do a Facebook Live to remember and honor the memory of Iowans who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence, and we call it Remember My Name, and we've done this several years, probably a decade worth, and it's a nice little event. We have several people from the community in our coalition. We will have opening remarks. We'll read stories of Iowans that have lost their lives to domestic violence, and we will have law enforcement tie ribbons on a tree in remembrance of those that have lost their lives.
And communicating with people via Facebook Live gets the word out. But again, this is making the contact with those people who might want to come forward. You still have that opportunity by phone and with privacy concerns anyway. You can still make that work separate from this. Isn't that correct, Mary?
Absolutely. So we actually already received quite a few contacts through our social media pages and then obviously our 24-hour helpline. You know, one of the biggest things when we're looking at the event this year, we feel it's important to honor the memory of Iowans who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence. You know, the state of Iowa has been tracking domestic violence-related homicides since 1995, and in that relatively short time period, there have been 223 women, 41 men, and 61 children or bystanders that have been killed as a result of domestic violence. So, number one, we want to honor those memories, those individuals. And what we have seen through the years is the number of surviving family members that typically come to our event, they get so much support from one another. So That is a huge gap that we have anticipated for this year. We've reached out to a lot of the local families, and you know, they have developed their own kind of their private support network on the other 364 days of the year, which is super powerful. And we at Crisis Intervention Service also have an online support group for survivors of homicide. So there's quite a bit of stuff happening behind the scenes to support people, but this is such an important event that we had to make sure we could find a way to do it safely, but also very publicly. So we hope we found the right mix.
I have to ask, too, and you can both talk about it, but and people are probably wondering, is domestic violence going down? Is it staying about where it's been? You gave those numbers, Mary, and you want it to go away, but where are we at? What's the trend looking like right now?
When we look at our trend, if we're looking just a very short term, since mid-March when the pandemic came to town, so to speak, what we saw right in the beginning was a lot of people just reaching out more for help of basic needs, not so much safety, but I don't know how I'm going to keep my kids fed now that they're not in school, or I don't know how I can balance my life, online learning, and all of these other things. And then in the summer, we saw a bit of a dip of people weren't reaching out. And I think some of that was out of fear. I think for some people, if they got a stimulus check, that kind of helped tide things over and smooth the rough waters. In the last 4 to 6 weeks, we started to see our numbers steadily increase. And I think some of that is just the stress of a new way of life. I think anticipation of kids going back to school and what that might mean. People that have lost jobs are starting to struggle financially. So I think there's all sorts of stressors feeding into that.
Yeah, I would say the unknown probably drives the anxiety up for everybody.
Absolutely.
Sheriff, you're probably seeing it from your point of view as well.
Yes, and I know from our numbers of domestics reported, we've been just steady. We haven't seen really a drop or increase. But obviously, the largest increase was about 1995-96, when I was lost, changed from there's mandatory arrest when certain criteria is met by law enforcement, whether the victim wants anything to happen or not. And we did see our numbers go up then, but now they've evened off in the last 10 years or so here. It's still happening in North Iowa. We make about 24 arrests just for the sheriff's office alone a year. And I know Clear Lake and Mason City, obviously, their numbers are higher because of their population that they're serving and the ways that it's being reported. So it is actually happening in North Iowa, and we just want to try to eliminate it. And if you know somebody that's in a domestic situation, they need to just reach out and tell somebody. And I think Mary's numbers at crisis intervention are higher than law enforcement because only about a very small percentage are reported to law enforcement. And so crisis intervention is a great way to get it reported confidentially. If they can't call law enforcement, reach out and call somebody. Reach out and tell somebody. That's the main thing. If you're not in the situation, you have a friend or family member, tell somebody so we can get some help. Not everybody has to be arrested.
Now, you're talking about this coming Friday with this Facebook Live event. Are there other things that are going to happen in the month that you guys are planning for?
Most everything we are doing this year, we are really relying on social media and our best friends on the radio to help spread the word because, ordinarily, we like to have events where people can gather. We certainly don't want to put any of our community members at risk. And I think every day we get a little different message about what's safe and what isn't safe to do. So we're going to be super cautious next year so that we can all gather, or super cautious this year so we can all gather together next year.
Probably a great thing for you guys. Absolutely. Well, tell us again now. You say Facebook Live. Give us the timing of that and what people can look for.
If people today, plan ahead, go today to the North Iowa Domestic and Sexual Abuse Community Coalition Facebook page. It's a lot to type in there, but you only have to type it once and like it once. And then at noon on Friday, October 2nd, we will be Facebook Live with our event. And if people have questions, they can certainly call our office or send us a message on Facebook.
Terrific. Mary or Kevin, either one of you got anything else you'd like to add this morning before I let you go?
I'd just like to add that we really appreciate all the support we get from your stations, and that we can't do it alone, and we just want to bring awareness out there and eliminate and keep people safe in North Iowa from domestic abuse.
Happy to help. Absolutely. You guys know you can call 1-800-KGLO anytime you want. We're always here for you.
We appreciate it.
Kevin?
Thank you.
Mary, thanks for joining us today on the show, and we'll see if we can get into that Facebook Live and catch that this coming Friday. Have a great day, guys.
Thank
thanks
you.
A bunch.
Yep, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
It's Mary Ingham with us from Crisis Intervention, and also Sheriff Kevin Pals. And again, get on board with that Facebook Live this coming Friday at noon. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.